This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Staying with the business of entertainment, Sundance Film Festival kicks off this week. And like so much these days, it has switched over to virtual. Sundance in a normal year is a pageant played out in a ski resort. But even when streamed online, the festival is a big market for shopping indie and documentary films to potential distributors. Here's Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes.
Former photojournalist Karim Ben Khalifa has new work premiering this year at Sundance. And when he found out the festival was going entirely online?
Well, I felt you don't put a project there every year. Yeah, I was a bit sad. But at the same time, it's a rich man's problem to some extent.
In some ways, Ben Khalifa's project is perfect for an online festival. He's created an augmented reality experience called 7 Grams. It's about the materials that go into our smartphones, and it tells the story of a child soldier who's also forced to mine for precious metals.
There was always enemies to fight, territories to conquer, resources to dig.
7 Grams is meant to be watched on a phone, and anyone can download it. So Ben Khalifa doesn't need a distribution deal out of Sundance, but documentary filmmaker AJ Schnock says a lot of people do.
You're hoping that your film is one of those films that is the subject of, you know, those classic bidding war stories where all of the different distributors are in the lobby waiting for you to say, like, I want your film. No, I want your film.
Instead of an actual lobby, Sundance has created The Spaceship, an online platform where people can create avatars to interact with one another. Sam Adams, who writes about film for Slate, might check it out from his living room, but...
You know, it takes a lot more effort to have those kinds of run-ins at home than it does in person where you just run into people.
However, there are a lot more people. Sundance estimates that more than 600,000 took part in the festival last year. That's nearly three times as many as when it was just in person. Here's filmmaker AJ Schnock again.
It gives people the sense that it is this thing that is reachable. Like, you can just buy a ticket and watch something the day it is out in the world, no matter where you are.
Sundance has said it's committed to maintaining a digital presence in the future. So next year, even if there's networking in person, your avatar might be able to join too. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.